Hey there, gorgeous souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of emotional strength fuel for your day. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful, but also a little tricky. Forgiveness and understanding in our relationships. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of resentment or anger? Like holding on to hurt is just exhausting. You know that feeling when someone does something that stings, and the replay button in your head just keeps hitting repeat? Well, let me tell you, that cycle isn't serving anyone. Let's get real, relationships are messy. They're full of ups and downs, moments of pure joy, and those frustrating times where we feel misunderstood or even downright betrayed. It's completely normal to feel hurt, angry, or even vengeful when someone close to us messes up. But guess what? Holding onto that anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing yourself from the chains of bitterness. It's about choosing peace over pain, understanding over resentment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this tricky terrain. 1. Forgiveness starts with you. It's not about excusing the other person's actions, it's about taking back your power. You choose to release the anger and let go of the hurt so that you can move forward freely. Think of it as a gift you give yourself, a way to reclaim your peace. 2. Understanding doesn't mean condoning. When we understand someone's actions, their motivations, their past experiences, it doesn't automatically mean we agree with them or that what they did was right. It simply means we're trying to see the situation from a different perspective. Empathy isn't about being a doormat, it's about building bridges of understanding even in challenging situations. 3. Communication is key. Holding onto resentment breeds silence. Instead, try to have an open and honest conversation with the person who hurt you. Express how their actions made you feel, listen to their perspective, and work together to find a resolution. Remember, communication doesn't always have to be about fixing things, sometimes it's just about being heard. 4. Practice self-compassion. Let's face it, we all make mistakes. Be kind to yourself during this process. It takes courage to forgive, and it's okay if you don't get it right the first time. Just keep trying, keep learning, and remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. 5. Seek support when needed. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Sometimes having an objective perspective can help you gain clarity and strength. Let me tell you a quick story that I think really illustrates this point. A few years back, I had a falling out with a close friend. We argued, we said hurtful things, and for a while there was this huge wall between us. I held onto anger and resentment, replaying the argument over and over in my head. It felt like a heavy weight dragging me down. Finally, I realized that this wasn't serving me. I needed to let go of the hurt, even if it meant having a tough conversation. So I reached out, apologized for my part in the conflict, and really listened to her perspective. It took time, but eventually we rebuilt our friendship. It was one of the most powerful lessons I've ever learned about forgiveness and understanding. So remember, my beautiful listeners, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, to choose understanding over bitterness. But trust me, the freedom you gain is worth every ounce of effort. Now go out there and spread some love, understanding, and forgiveness. Take that leap, even if it feels scary. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words today. And as always, come connect with me on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.